Hi, everybody. Welcome to Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue is mom wisdom. We talk to mom. My mom.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that specific, but I remember him one time giving me a box of chocolates, had his hands on it. I went to get it, and he took it back, and he says, well, I know you don't like chocolate, so I'll take these. And I thought, well, why did you bother you know what? But I didn't say anything.
And now what would you say?
Oh, I would have said, I would have finished the sentence.
What would you have said?
Not on the air.
We curse on this podcast.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I would have said, up yours, asshole.
You have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
So normally I was just telling my mom's the guest today. You know that by reading the caption, but, normally I write everything. I write all of my podcasts. I write the intro rather, you know, like I tell a little story, whatever. And I think of the subject, I put great time into it, research the guest, ask questions, and then we have dialogue and that's it. No, today my mom's visiting and I'm like, let's do a podcast. I'm just winging it. But the subject is going to be, here's a disclaimer before you start talking, Mom. I always love wisdom with life, but I just want to have a disclaimer here. Not everything my mom says I agree with. We are very different in many ways, and one of them is positivity. I'm always like, glass half full, no half empty, Lynn. That's Mom. So I don't agree with everything she says, and that's fine. But I do believe there is wisdom with age. Just by living on this earth, and then plus she's super smart. So I would like to talk to my mom about things that you've learned. Welcome, Beatrice, to the show.
Thank you very much.
Is this your first podcast?
Most definitely is.
Well, your agent says you were available.
And my fee was very reasonable.
Yes, your fee was free.
Uh-huh. So. Which is my favorite F word.
She loves saying that. Yes. Ba-dum-bum. So thank you for coming. Thank you for visiting and thanks for joining me here. So, I'm just going to say it. I don't care. You're going to get mad, but you're 82.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love that you're still vain. So's daddy. Don't tell everybody how old I am, but actually, you know, you should be very proud of it. We just went to the gym. You worked out with me. You did your favorite planks. I taught my mom how to do planks. It's so funny. It's just so funny, like taking your mom to the gym, but I'm glad that you're willing and open to do things like that. So, I just wanted to ask you, like, some of the things you've learned over the course of your life. Like, as a woman, when you look back when you were, 18, let's see, you actually did get into nursing school.
Correct.
What year was that? 50s?
Oh, no. That was, 62.
Okay, so you got into nursing school at age 18, 17?
Yeah.
Okay, in Ohio.
Correct.
And you got a full scholarship because your mom didn't have any money.
Right.
Your dad was dead, mm-hmm. and you got a full ride, and you had a brain. Mm-hmm. And then what happened?
Then, on graduation night, I found out it was taken away from me. Another girl whose aunt was very high in the administration of the hospital, because that's where you got nursing training at that time. She got it instead of me. Well, that took care of that.
So they took it away from you to give it to
her. And I had no idea.
I'm sure you were crushed.
I was. But
yeah. And you couldn't go to school because you didn't have the money.
No, there was no way.
So that was a huge right turn or U-turn of your life.
Right.
So 60 years later, mm-hmm. what would you tell your 17-year-old self who had a scholarship taken away and an opportunity to go to?
You'll be okay. Mm-hmm. You'll find something else.
Okay. And were you okay, and did you find something else?
Yes, I was. Your dad and I had been dating, and we had talked about getting married, but it was going to be after the training because at that time you were not allowed to be in nursing school married.
Oh,
so
God.
We were going to wait. Well, since that, we didn't. We got married.
Oh. So you decided you were going to get married at 17?
Just about that, yeah.
And what would you tell your 17-year-old now? You're still married to the same man, by the way.
Of course.
Well, you don't say of course, Mom. I've been on three, so, you know.
Well, to me, there's one and done.
Yeah, and that's your generation, and I respect right. that. What would you tell your, would you do that again in terms of, well, nursing school was taken away from me, I'm just going to get married?
Probably. Well, it's not like I'm just going to get married. Daddy and I had already been dating, already loved him, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, it's not like, oh, I have nothing else to do today, let's get married. No. But I would advise them to wait.
You would advise you to wait?
Right, right.
Why?
It's hard. Marriage is hard. But on the other side of the coin, when you're young and innocent and ignorant, you don't realize how hard it's going to be. And so it all works out in the end. Knowledge is not necessarily bliss. Sometimes, yes, sometimes, not so much.
So it sounds like you kind of contradicted yourself. You said you would give, you tell yourself to wait because it's hard, but yet when you don't know it's hard, it's actually a good thing.
Correct. No, I'm just saying if I knew what I know now.
Oh, I see.
And I had to give that 17-year-old. See.
And what did you learn in your, how long have you guys been married? 62?
Yeah.
God almighty.
Yeah.
I don't mean that in a negative way, but that's your whole life.
More than half my life.
Yeah, three-fourths of your life.
Uh-huh. 63 years, come to think of it.
Was it 63 in April?
Uh-huh, yeah.
April 4th.
15th, no, 5th, 15th, tax day.
Right, yeah, you always
remember. Yeah. Happy anniversary, Uncle Sam.
What have you learned in your 63 years of marriage?
Oh, man, that's a broad subject. You want to narrow it down to kids
okay.
or husbands?
What have you learned about yourself?
I'm a lot stronger than I thought I was.
Hmm.
Oh, when I got married, I was such a weak little kid. Oh, you looked at me cross-eyed. I would cry. I would get my feelings hurt so easily. Now, you don't like me, honey. That's your loss, not mine. And things don't, I don't, and the older you get, you don't have to impress anybody.
Mm.
Whenever I say something, if it's a compliment or something like that, it's not because I'm trying to make friends and influence people. It's because I genuinely feel that. I am past that other
You're more
stuff.
Authentic now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it's the same thing, like I said. If you don't like me, I don't try to hurt your feelings. I don't try to be obnoxious. But everybody...
it just comes naturally.
Yeah, and I kind of perfect it. But anyhow, everyone has the right to be offended. But that doesn't mean that I need to change.
Uh-huh.
If you choose to be offended, I did not intend to. It's the way you take it. It's the way you look at it.
So is that how you deal with your your loving husband, my father? Like, you're saying you used to get your feelings hurt by him in the beginning.
Right. I'm very truthful with him. Oh, yeah.
You didn't always used to be. I remember.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy, do I remember. I remember. Yeah, he was kind of, I mean, he was young and dumb and mean sometimes, too. He thought it was funny that you didn't like chocolate.
Uh-huh.
And I think what he always did on anniversaries, he gave you like a chocolate bar or something one anniversary, and you were mad, and then you were crying.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember that?
I don't remember that specific, but I remember him one time giving me a box of chocolates, had his hands on it. I went to get it, and he took it back, and he says, well, I know you don't like chocolate, so I'll take these. And I thought, well, why did you bother you know what? But I didn't say anything.
And now what would you say?
Oh, I would have said, I would have finished the sentence.
What would you have said?
Not on the air.
We curse on this podcast.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I would have said, up yours, asshole.
Okay. And how would, and back then, he probably would have been offended too. Now,
oh, yeah.
He lets so much go.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Now, you know, we've both changed. We've both mellowed. We've both grown. You can't stay married 63 years and not. You've
True.
Got to change. You've got to pick your battles, definitely. And you've got to find out what's important and what's not.
Well, tell me, because I think every marriage has but most marriages, especially long-term marriages, specifically long-term marriages, have a point where at least somebody was like, I don't know if this is right for me. Do you remember your point, if you had one?
Oh, I probably did daily. I don't know.
You don't remember, that was a rocky time.
No, because, well, yeah, we've had some rocky times. But I was so busy always working because your father was in school. We needed the money. You guys were little. So I was too busy with different jobs. Mm-hmm. One time I had, I think it was three or four jobs at once.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just did what you had to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, so many people think, oh, well, he doesn't or she doesn't make me happy anymore. Nobody can make you happy but you.
That's true.
You choose whether you're going to be happy or not. Now, I'm not saying that I would stay with someone who beat me. He'd do that one time, and that would never happen again. But, you know, there are things that I didn't expect anybody to make me happy.
Hmm.
I make my own. And I am happy. Every day I get up, I have an assumed room temperature. It's a good day. I've got friends. I don't hurt when I get up. I can do what I want to do. Or, just as importantly, not do what I don't want to do.
It's so funny because, you know, I'll go back to the disclaimer. There are times I'm like, oh, Mom, don't be so negative. Look at the positive. And you do have that negative side of you, but you're also, your advice here, it seems to be very positive. Look at what you're grateful for and what you can
right,
do.
Right. And I know you think sometimes it's negative, where I look upon it as being realistic.
People say that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever your reality is.
Not everyone in this world is somebody that you want to bring into your home.
Of course.
Not everyone in this world is honest, you know, and truthful. There's a lot of crap out there. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people out there. I would not want them in my life.
That's true. No, that's true.
And to me, that's not being negative.
No.
To me, that's being realistic.
True. But I told you the other day, like, Mom, love is something. You're like, everything costs money. I'm like, no, that's not true.
Eventually it will.
Love does not cost money.
Okay, but the consequences of love will. Do you want to get married? That's money. Do you want to have children? Again, money. Do you even want to get each other a card? That's money. So the consequences, the actual fact, no. But the consequences, yes.
You can make a card for free.
Yeah, and who's going to do that? Not somebody with no artistic ability like me.
I have made many amazing cards.
Well, you,
writing words.
You are a great artist. You
no,
can.
No, Mom, no. I made many, many homemade meals, many cards. Those things don't cost money. They cost effort and time.
I can't even draw a straight line with a ruler. I wouldn't even begin to look like it. It's like,
that's so funny.
Yeah.
Okay, let me try to think of other things that you've learned from being on this earth for 83 years. Okay, so do you have any regret?
Oh, everybody has regrets. I mean, Lord have mercy, yeah. Nothing huge.
Well, what are your small regrets?
I'm trying to think. Not growing up sooner. I was such a little wuss back then.
What do you mean not growing up sooner? You were talking about getting married at 17.
Yes. I mean emotionally.
Oh.
Like I said, you looked at me cross-eyed and I got my feelings hurt and cried.
Well, can we talk about that? That regret sounds like a judgment. You were, I think every 17-year-old girl, I still get my feelings hurt. I'm in my 50s. I think when you feel things, that's a good thing. So you can shut down and be tough and be like, I'm not going to feel things. People aren't going to hurt my feelings. But I feel like that's denying how you're really feeling. You're denying who you are. So are you saying you regret allowing yourself to be hurt?
Well, I was hurt quite a bit in school. I hated high school. I mean, I was very good in school, but I hated basically most of the kids. Hmm. They were mean. High school kids, and especially girls, are mean.
How were they mean to you?
Fatty, 2x4, couldn't get through the bathroom door, so did it on the floor. Things like that.
Because you were chubs.
I was chubs, and I always had my nose in a book.
Mm-hmm.
I did not, nobody asked me for a date.
Oh.
It was just, you know.
Kids are mean.
Yeah, kids are mean.
Mm-hmm.
And girls are the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And this was a small school, very cliquey. In fact, if you go back for a reunion night, I guarantee you, they're still sitting in their little cliques. They have not changed one iota.
In Ashland, Ohio.
It is just the same high school.
Mom, that's the same even now. It's just different.
Yep.
Same yep. girls yeah. can be bullies and mean. And,
oh, I know.
And it's not your fault. So your regret is what, not calling them bitches and up yours?
And then having it affect me.
Oh, okay. That's natural.
Oh, I know it's natural, yeah. but it's still a regret. I wish yeah. it hadn't happened.
Yeah, yeah. I understand.
Sure,
that.
It's natural.
And that was out of your control.
Of course.
Yeah.
But again.
Okay. Anything else that you wish you would have done different?
Probably, but I haven't got forever to think about this. I don't dwell.
That's good, though. You can't think of it off the top of your head.
I don't dwell mm-hmm. on what coulda, shoulda, coulda, woulda. No. I only dwell on what is now. I've got a lot of good friends. I like where I'm at. I got a great family, like you, for one.
Your favorite daughter.
Do not go there. You're not. You guys have always tried to push me.
Mom, I'm a mother. I'm giving you shit.
But I know.
But I mean, I know.
But I will
I know
never.
Where I stand.
Yeah. So, you know, I feel blessed, really. Everything's good. I don't have any serious heart health problems I know of. So, you know, life's good.
How do you feel about death?
Isn't something I want to see right away. But it is a natural thing that will happen.
Mm-hmm.
Do I dwell on it? No.
Are you afraid?
Oh, I'm sure if you really want to stop and think about it, of course. Because you really don't know. You know what you believe. I mean, I believe I have my religion. And I believe. But, you know, it's still when it comes down.
You're pushed human, to, right?
Yes. No. I don't want to leave what I know to go to something I don't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean. Yeah.
That's what faith is. But yes. That's
right.
What.
It's true. And I do have it. But yet there's always that little bitty thing back there like, I'm not in a big rush.
Mm-hmm. She says at 83. I'm not ready yet.
Excuse me. 82?
I'm sorry.
Yes, that's
excuse
right.
Excuse me. Disclaimer. Correction. 82
correct.
Years old. What would you tell young women of today? Like you have... my daughter, granddaughter, 25. And then you have another granddaughter, Leah. How old is Leah? 24, I think.
Uh-huh.
Three? I don't remember. Sorry. What would you say, tell women in their 20s today?
About?
Any advice?
Respect yourself. Live up to what you want. When you respect yourself, you respect others too. But I have noticed a lot of younger ones, shall we say. I don't think they really do.
How can you tell?
By their mannerisms, by their dress, by their speech. It's like, no.
A lot of F-bombs, a lot of
yeah.
butt hanging out. A lot of,
yeah.
You feel like that's not respecting yourself. Yeah.
Right. I mean, sometimes less is more.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, less clothing is more or less, what do you mean?
Less skin is more. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody likes, especially men, imagination.
That's true.
Right. Where if it's all... Right
giving
there,
it away.
Right, exactly. I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah. And push yourself to be the best, whatever you can be, whatever you want to be. And don't settle for crap.
Mm.
I mean,
what's crap?
A crap is a guy that'll promise you anything and everything so that he can get what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
No. No. It's like kind of like, show me the money first. No.
Right. Show you the money, yeah.
Yeah.
Like show literally.
Me, literally and figuratively. Mm-hmm. You know, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
Here's what I can do for you. What can you do for me?
Equality.
Exactly.
Reciprocity.
Uh-huh.
What advice would you give a woman in her 80s? Or we'll call it a seasoned woman of your generation. I don't know if they'll be listening, but you never know. I mean, what would you, or, you know, people have moms who are listening.
The
what
same
would you say?
Thing. We're old, but we're not dead.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and do what you want to do. I mean, I work for the voting commission where I live. I'm a chairman of the HOA. voting where mm-hmm. I am too. So there's stuff that I have
be
to
active.
Do. Right. We can still contribute.
Mm-hmm.
There's still stuff we have to give. We're not dead.
That's great advice. And so how do you feel about yourself? I dragged you to the gym yesterday and today, and you went willingly, actually.
Right.
How did you feel? Like, why did you go? How did you feel after going to the gym and doing some things that you don't normally do?
Oh, God, I hate plank. I decided that one. Yeah, no.
You did. She never did planks before, but you did yesterday and today.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Why? Why did you do those?
Because you asked.
But, yeah, okay, what's that about?
What do you mean, what's that about?
Okay, I did it because my daughter asked me. If I asked you to jump off the balcony, would you?
No, but within reason, and that's within reason. Because
mm-hmm.
I love you. It's that simple.
And you love yourself.
Yeah, but I did it for you.
Oh, okay. Well, but you also, did you do it for your body? Are you going to do planks when you go home?
I'll think about that.
Better.
Yes.
You better do planks when you get home.
Oh, God.
Because you just said you're not dead.
I know.
This is turning into a lecture. You're not dead, and keeping your core strength will keep you from falling, and that's what the number one issue is for older, seasoned people.
Yeah, we have to take care of ourselves, mm-hmm. but we have to also listen within. I think an awful lot of things are pushed on us.
Mm-hmm. Because, that's true.
Yeah, because we are older.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
you need to do this. You need to do that.
Exactly. And some things, not so much.
Yeah, true. So I am a mother of young adults, and I think I did a podcast on this. My challenge right now, and I'm wondering if it's if was your challenge when you were in my position, is parenting. It's not really parenting. It's loving and cheerleading on the sidelines.
And
is
that's
the hardest.
Amen.
To me,
amen. It is
chapter of parenting. Because your work is done,
and
you don't want to demean them or put them down by judging them or lecturing them, because a lecture and giving unsolicited advice, I think, is can be interpreted as a put down and not belief in them. And that's hard to shut up. I had never read a book on that. I had to learn that on my own. Was that a challenge for you?
Oh, it still is.
Yeah.
Especially, I mean, I'm not saying I look upon it as a put down, because I don't, but if you look ahead and you know what they had planned
right.
to do,
right.
and you know it's a mistake, and it's going to cost them either money or emotional, whatever, keeping your mouth shut
is hard. It's like you know there's a pothole ahead and
right.
it's going to damage the
right.
tire.
Yep.
And but you can't say there's a pothole ahead
no.
and your tire's going to get damaged.
No. And I do, though. I mean, I'm sorry. I've been guilty of that. There's a pothole there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, when I was getting married at 21, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You tried to tell me that that's a pothole.
Yeah.
But nothing was going to stop me.
No. Nope.
Your lecture, all nope. your valid points.
I know. They're going to do what they're going to do. But as a parent, you still feel like you have to try.
Yeah.
Because if you later on something really bad happened, mm-hmm. You never forgive yourself.
Right.
Maybe I could have. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe if I had said this or maybe that, you can maybe yourself into an early grave.
So is your advice to parents of young adults, it's okay to say something maybe once there's a pothole ahead? Or, I mean,
depending upon how deep the pothole is, maybe two or three times.
So you don't zip it?
No, I don't. I mean, I've tried. It didn't work.
Well, what doesn't work?
Zipping.
And also saying there's a pothole that it doesn't work.
Right. Sometimes. I've seen where it does.
Hmm.
But I think it depends upon how bad the pothole and how bad they really want to go right over the pothole.
Well, you were, that's where I've changed my parenting. You were very, like, there's a pothole ahead. And I didn't want to hear it didn't matter. And so I really have been practicing zipping it with my children. Unless asked.
Uh-huh.
And I leak every now and then. You know?
Right.
Exactly. You know, I'm human. It's got to come out.
Yep.
Unsolicited advice of the pothole. But it's very few and far between.
As they get older, it does get fewer and farther between. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Because you have to believe in them. Believe that they'll figure it out. And that's hard.
Or hope and pray that they do.
Yes.
There are a lot of prayers that are said. And, you know, when people say, oh, your kids are gone and all that. No, honey, they're never gone. They're with you either physically, emotionally, mentally, in your mind. They're, the only time those kids are gone is when they close the lid on the casket. Mm-hmm. Until then,
Your casket.
Yeah, exactly.
Hopefully yours, not ours.
Yes.
Take her, please. God, hers, not me.
Oh, that's how it should be.
Yeah, agreed.
Uh-huh. But no, your kids, maybe physically they're gone, but no, they're not gone.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. I mean, you've lived a long life, but if you could give me your top three favorite memories, what are they?
You guys being born. You guys being successful. I'm very proud of each and every one of you.
Your three daughters.
Yes. And that's why, you know, sometimes somebody will have a tendency to compare you to somebody else because you're more famous. And I said, no, the other one has done this or that. You know, to me, they're all in their own. And what Daddy and I have accomplished, we started from nothing. When we got married, we had two suitcases, one each. That's it. That's it. Nothing else.
And now what do you have?
A lot of crap, but I've gotten rid of some as they've moved.
You have a beautiful house.
Yes, we do. We have two cars.
You've gone. You've lived. You've traveled the world.
Yes, yes.
You have probably no debt.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's just
success. What is success when you say my daughters are successful? What does that mean to you?
They've been able to take care of themselves. They didn't have to depend upon a man to take care of them.
That is true.
And they've raised good kids. You know, that's the most important job in the world. You're being, raising future citizens. So, yeah.
When you say, it's so funny, one of the things, I think I've talked about this on my podcast, one of the most important pieces of advice I got from my parent was from Daddy. At 14, he came up in my room with my shag carpeting, and he, I don't know, he was on one of his rants, one of his lectures. My eyes are rolling in the back of my head, but he put his finger in my face and said, don't ever depend on a man to take care of you. And it was profound because, first of all, I was like, okay, this is a man telling me this? And then I was confused. I said, but mom does. Mom depends on you. And I don't know what he said. I think he thought I was being a smart ass.
Probably.
But it was true. That's how I looked at it. But it was, I wish you would have, it was great advice. It's exactly what you just said. You know, don't depend on a man. Which in Miami down here is very odd because a lot of women are after, not everybody, but a lot of attractive women are after the wallet. But I wish he would have said a second part to that. Don't ever depend on a man to take care of you. Take care of yourself. And it's okay to allow a man to take care of you.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you think about that advice to women listening today?
Very good. Yeah.
What would you say?
As long as you don't have to.
There you go.
It's the have to that I have a problem with. As long as you do it because you want to and not because you have to so that you can eat. No.
So get an education or get some sort of training.
Right. And watch how many children you have if you can't afford it.
So true.
If you can't feed them, don't breed them.
And you had three.
That's right.
Could you afford it?
The way I did it, yes. Because instead of going out and buying, let's say, a jar of jelly, I canned a jar of jelly.
Yeah, you did. So you were organic. Before there was organic.
Yes.
And we didn't, you didn't do organic because organic. You did it because it saved money.
Right.
You had a garden. You grew, I think, tomatoes.
I grew a
lettuce.
Lot. Yeah.
You would hoe it.
Yeah.
You, Daddy would till it. Till the, which means dig up, till the patch of grass in Ohio. So it's not like, you know, we lived on a farm in suburbia and you would plant, bend over. I think we had vegetables. Did you grow any, fruit? I don't think so.
No, the trees, I didn't have any fruit trees. Well, I did. Mulberry.
Mulberry. And you would can
right.
pears, applesauce, jelly.
Uh-huh. Tomatoes.
Tomato sauce yep. and tomatoes.
Yeah.
Which really, I was so ungrateful. Wish I had a little more gratitude back then. That it's not regret, but I just look back and go, you were uh-huh. so ungrateful. I wanted processed stuff because it tasted better.
Well, sure.
All my friends had like ragu, right? And I was, and it had salt and sugar in it and all this stuff. And we had your can, you know, tomato sauce, which was watery and fresh. Notice the attitude of my voice. And I remember saying like, why can't I go over to, you know, Renee's house? She's got ragu. And then dessert would come around and we'd say, what's for dessert? And you're like, oh, go downstairs and see, go to the basement and let me see, canned pears, canned applesauce.
Uh-huh.
And it was irritating as a kid. But it was healthy.
Right.
And you did that to save money.
And I made clothes for you guys.
All my prom clothes you made.
Oh yeah.
I was mad about that too. God, I was a brat. I wanted to go to the store like every other girl.
Yeah.
But we couldn't afford it.
No.
But because I went to all four proms, freshman year to senior. And I would say, I'm going to prom, Mom, and you're like, okay, well, let's go to Joann Fabrics.
Yeah.
Pick out a damn pattern. Uh-huh. But I was so like, I never said anything to you, but in my head, I'm like, I just want to go to the store and buy a dress like all the other girls. But I had no appreciation for all the effort you went in. It's a pain in the ass to make a dress. I didn't have appreciation, nor did I want to learn.
No.
You would try to teach me. You want to learn the pattern? I'd just stand still and all the pins and like, when is this going to be done?
Yeah.
You're bending over and you're working. But I had beautiful, unique dresses.
Mm-hmm.
You made also our, you took sheets and made curtains?
I made drapes, yes, and lined it and the whole bit.
Yes.
And that matched beautifully. If you had the whole set, you take one of the bed sheets
yes.
and make drapes out of it.
What a pain in the ass. But you did that to save money.
Sure.
So you could afford your girls.
Right. And I didn't expect anybody else to take care of them but me. And I did it my way.
How was I different than your other daughters?
Oh, you were always more independent. Let me do it. Let me do it. You were.
Me do.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You were always more, I'm not doing that, and trying to catch you to do something. You also lied more than the others.
What do you mean trying to catch me to trying to do something? Oh, you told me not to do something and I would do it?
Oh, yeah.
Don't tell me no.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I lied. Yeah, I did lie. My other sisters are more honest. Mm-hmm. Were. I'm super honest now. But I lied because, so I'm a horse in Chinese astrology. I know you don't believe in any of that stuff. But actually, it's very accurate to my personality. You cannot tie a horse down.
Uh-huh.
She wants to run. And you cannot tell her no. So because you guys told me no, which is a logical thing to do as a parent, in that those days, it wasn't how I talk to my kids. The reason's no, and here's why. How do you feel? Let's talk about how you feel. Nowhere in my childhood did anybody ever ask me how I felt or what I thought.
Nope.
Nobody gave a shit. No, it wasn't part of how you were brought up, and you didn't ask. If you did ask, oh, you want to go out, you know, after 7 o'clock with that boy, tell us more, I would have probably lied less. But I knew the only way to get what I wanted was to lie. And I got caught every time.
Yep.
Nearly every time.
Yep. But you did it anyhow.
Was that challenging as a parent?
Oh, you were the challenge. Yes.
And when you look back, I really wasn't. I didn't do drugs. I didn't get pregnant.
No.
I didn't have sex until I was 18.
Yeah.
But I guess for you guys back then, I was the...
You were.
The hell-raising
challenge. You were more of a challenge. Because I guess I wanted to keep you safe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the things that you wanted to do were not safe. Why do you think you didn't do drugs and get pregnant and all that?
That's true. Well, I was also, I mean, I'll just validate you. Mm-hmm. You were a big nag.
Mm-hmm.
And what I mean by nag is that you repeated stuff over and over. And as a parent, you think this is not seeping in, but it did. You would tell me over and over. And it was kind of useless advice. don't get pregnant. I mean, that's like telling a fat person, eat less. Well, what does that even mean? Don't get pregnant? What does that even mean? But I'd be making out in the back seat of a boy's car, hot and heavy. And I literally would hear you in the back of my brain, by my spine, the top of my spine, the back of your brain, whatever that part of the brain's called. Here, don't get pregnant. Don't get pregnant. And I didn't. Didn't go through with sex because of your nagging. So it worked, Leaps. That's good. My pet name for mom. Yes, good job. And drugs, I never really was interested. You know, we kind of grew up in a really safe environment in the Midwest.
And things were different then. Yes. It was easier.
I was always afraid. Uh-huh. You did say something that also affected me once. It wasn't Aggie. You said something like, you don't know what's in that. And I was never curious about drugs, but I did hear that nag in the back of my head when right. people were like, oh, you want to smoke pot? I have never smoked right. pot. I've never done one drug. And now that I'm in my 50s, I really don't. Some people are like, oh, when you retire, then you're going to do. I'm like, I've gotten this far. Why do I want to start
right.
now?
Right.
So, A+, you did a good job.
Thank you. Yeah, it's tough raising kids. And yeah. I think it's even tougher now.
Yes.
There is so much now that's
the
accepted.
Internet.
Oh, yeah.
The iPhone.
Don't even get me on that.
The iPad, everything, yeah. YouTube, you know.
And people let their kids way too young have that stuff. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And
not.
You didn't have to have those challenges.
No, I didn't.
It was a blessing.
Yes. And also, it wasn't the norm to let the kids get away with whatever they want. It is now.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, I saw a kid a few months ago. He was about 6 or 7. Slap his mother. Oh, my God. If that would have happened, his little butt in my hand would have been,
What did the mom do?
Nothing. Absolutely nothing. Mm. Oh, don't do that. I thought, oh, my God.
What would your advice be to that mother?
Take that kid, turn him over your knee, and get to his brain through his bottom. Do not put up with this.
So you believe in physical.
Well, if he's not
violence.
Going to understand,
uh-huh.
which
you think
I'm
slapping
sure,
him back will make him understand?
Sometimes you have to get their attention. And if it means going through their butt to get their attention, then you go through the butt to get the attention. Because I am sure that was not the first time he has done it.
In public.
Right.
Yeah.
So he has gotten away with it in private and in public and all that. So I'm sure what she has said is the same. Oh, don't do that. That's not working, honey. Mm-hmm. So get his attention. Mm-hmm. I don't mean slap him across the face. I don't mean take a belt to him. I mean, then what do you think God gave you a hand and him a butt for? Use it.
I don't remember you slapping us. I do remember, I think I went on a bike ride without asking. And I came home, typical me, went on a bike ride without asking. Bye. And you, the only time I remember, actually I don't remember hitting, but you had the spatula. You and your damn old crusty spatula that is old and cracking is a lot harder than a fresh spatula. I think you either raised it to me or you did hit me. I can't remember. But that was the only time. Do you remember hitting us?
No.
Not you. Daddy's a different story, but you never had to.
No.
And we never hit you.
Oh, Lord, no.
Yeah. That never even came.
That was not a viable option.
I would never ever. Yeah. It's never an option.
Well, that wasn't accepted in our house. Daddy didn't hit me. I didn't hit him. No. But as far as for getting your attention through your butt, if you had to, you had to. Because you try words first. Always. But if that doesn't work, how are you going to get their attention? You're going to take their Ferrari away from them? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. So don't overindulge.
Exactly. And kids don't need everything they want. Because people don't understand both children or adults. There's a difference between what you want and what you need.
Of course, yeah.
Your need list is very, very small. Your want list is a mile long.
Mm-hmm.
These kids don't have to have all that, especially when they're so young. Let them be kids. They don't need all the I've seen kids riding a tricycle with a cell phone. Come on.
Gotta call my broker.
Yeah. No. And be sure that you know what your kid's watching and who your kid's friends are.
That's true.
And it takes work. It takes work on your part.
Oh, my God. It's so much work.
It is work.
It's easier just to be like, you'll figure it out.
No, that is extremely important.
What is your final piece of advice in a sentence for women of today?
I don't know. Just one sentence.
Okay, say a few.
Love life. Love yourself. Be yourself. You don't have to go along with all this crap because it's trendy. No. If you don't want to pay $100 for jeans that are already ripped, you don't have to. You know, use God-given common sense, which is in very short supply.
Thank you for joining us today, Mom.
You're welcome, dear child.
If you want to get in contact with Beatrice, you can't. That's what I said at the end of the show. It's like, how can I get in contact? I hope you guys took away something from this. It was a pleasure to have you, Mom.
Thanks. It was a pleasure to be here and love you.
Love you, Leaps. Mm-hmm. That's her pet name. A reminder to everybody, submit your questions on adviceforlifewithlynn.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free email. You'll be the first to get my weekly blog on how to live consciously and peacefully. You'll also get access to my free happiness guide when you sign up. Also, I'm looking for guests with different ways that they can help the Advice for Life with Lynn followers. So reach out, maybe if you think you've got something to say and you want to be on the podcast. Lastly, please subscribe and rate my podcast on iTunes. I really care about what you think, so tell me how I'm doing. I want your thoughts. The links are in the show notes and also on the website. I want to help as many people as I can with this podcast, so your shares, your subscribes, and reviews help us gain visibility in the iTunes store and they help us reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, there is nothing we can't talk about.